Johnny is elected as the caretaker parliament speaker out of a total of 263 votes. Lara Johnny won 232 ballots. The MPs also elected Hassan Abutour Abifard and Mohamed Reza Bohonar as deputies for parliament speaker. Abutour Abifard and Bohonar were elected as the first and second deputy parliament speakers. Meanwhile, the provisional presiding board of the 8th Parliament took the oath of allegiance to the Islamic Republic. Mr. Larijani addressed the Parliament at the end of the oath-taking ceremony on the priorities of the 8th Parliament. He said the MPs have no interest in debating bills and motions which deal with side issues before looking to the key demand of the people, which is improvement in the economic situation. Also, in his first reaction to a report by IAEA Director General Mohamed El-Bradri released on May 27th, Mr. Larijani expressed concern over mysterious U.S. meddling with Iranian interaction with the International Atomic Energy Agency. The top MP said a mysterious diplomatic give and take is underway between U.S. and U.N. nuclear agency to bring baseless allegations against Iran. Larijani added, if such a trend continues, the legislative body will intervene in the case and set the new line for cooperation with the IAEA. EU Foreign Policy Chief Javier Solana congratulated Ali Larijani on his election as the Parliament Speaker. In a phone conversation, Solana said, absolute majority of votes of the Parliament members prove Larijani's high political status in the country and hoped for expansion of cooperation between Parliament and European Union. Larijani in turn thanked Solana and hoped that the European Union and the parties involved in Iran's nuclear issue offer new ways to tackle the case.
The first leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, on Wednesday pardoned or commuted prison terms of some 3,510 military and civilian inmates. The amnesty was granted upon a request by Judiciary Chief Ayatollah Shahrudi on the occasion of the 25th anniversary of the liberation of Khorramshahr. Parts of Iran's soil, including the port city of Khorramshahr, were occupied by the Ba'athist troops of executed Iraqi dictator Saddam during the Iraq-imposed war in Iran. However, the Iranian forces succeeded in liberating the city after days of bitter fighting on May 24, 1982. Iran's Majlis, or the parliament, on Wednesday elected as its speaker the former top nuclear negotiator Ali Larijani. Larijani won 232 votes out of a total of 263 cast in Majlis. He has won a seat in parliament as the MP for the holy city of Qom in the March general election. In his first speech to the 287-member assembly, Larijani made clear his intention to be a powerful speaker, warning that parliament could use its powers to make Iran revise its cooperation with the UN nuclear agency. He also expressed regret that in its latest report on Iran's nuclear program, the IAEA had spoken in an ambiguous way. Larijani said the West should stop kicking around Iran's nuclear case politically and seriously between the 5+1 group. He said the 8th Majlis would not permit such. The temporary head of the Majlis added, if the IAEA continues such behavior, Majlis will set new limits for Iran's cooperation level with the agency. EU Foreign Policy Chief Javier Solana felicitated Ali Larijani on his new post as the head of Iran's